USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has vetoed congressional rejection of his border emergency declaration.
Congress has the freedom to pass this resolution, and I have the duty to veto it, and I'm very proud to veto it.
It was his first presidential veto. The Senate joined the House this week by passing a resolution of disapproval. The president notes some of the irony regarding the votes in the House and Senate.
The only emergency Congress voted to revoke was the one to protect our own country. So think of that. With all of the national emergencies, this was the one they don't want to do.
The Florida man accused of mailing explosive devices to top Democrats and other Trump critics is expected to enter a guilty plea. Court documents show Caesar Sayak Jr. will enter the plea at a March 21st hearing in Manhattan. The Dow was up 139 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The North Koreans are speaking out regarding a summit last month with President Trump. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump walked away from that summit with leader Kim Jong-un without making a deal with North Korea. And now a senior North Korean official says the U.S. threw away quite an opportunity. But U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that Hanoi summit was not a total failure.
I think we made real progress, even in Hanoi, even a place where we didn't reach the final resolution of what we've been asking for all along. We didn't get an agreement for the full and final denuclearization in a verified way.
Pompeo was speaking there on Fox News, and the powerful storm that buried Colorado in snow is now blasting the central United States. Over 100 million Americans are under winter storm watches, warnings, or advisories. Towns in the Midwest are also having to deal with flooding as some of that snow is melting with the warmer temperatures, and tornado watches are out in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi voiced her support on Thursday for lowering the federal voting age to 16, telling reporters during her weekly press conference that doing so would be a boon for voter engagement in the United States.
Myself have always been for lowering the voting age to 16. I think it's really important to capture kids when they're in high school, when they're interested in all of this, when they're learning about government, to be able to vote.
John Caldwell is a Republican strategist and Fox News contributor. He's not a big fan of this idea.
Looney Tunes has become one of the favorite programs of 16-year-olds, and Looney Tunes is what the Democratic Party has become, especially with a measure which you know is used to get more power, as you know they usually do. The fact of the matter is the voting age was lowered only after Eisenhower said that, hey, if these folks are old enough to fight at 18, they should be old enough to vote. And then there was a Voting Rights Act of 1965 in which Nixon signed into law, which the Supreme Court then declared unconstitutional. And the Supreme Court was ratified with the 26th Amendment, given that right. I think there's a difference between folks that are willing to put their lives on the line for our country and vote and have that 18-year-old provision than those who still need help from mom when they're being told to brush their teeth.
Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is approaching $500 million. That makes it one of the top 25 jackpots in U.S. history. Please remember you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.